It has truly been a season of hurricanes. The one called Ike slammed into the Gulf Coast over the weekend. Thousands of people boarded up their homes and fled inland. Late last week, authorities began warning residents in the low-lying areas that to try to stick it out would bring certain death. We've got Daniel Perry to give us his take on Ike. He's a regular contributor to our Bloggers Roundtable. His blog is therealready.blogspot.com. He's also a resident of Houston, Texas, which was in the path of the hurricane. But he and his family decided to stay at their home and brace themselves for Ike's impact. Daniel, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Farai.
So, how are you doing?
Well, we're doing pretty good. We came through relatively unscathed, just minor damage to our home out on the southwestern edge of Houston. Damaged trees, some minor roof damage, but none the worse for wear. Right now, we're just dealing with the issues, with the power issues as far as the rest of the city is concerned. We were fortunate to only have power outage for about 24 hours, but the majority of the city is still without power, and so that's causing, as you can imagine, a lot of disruptions down here today. Other than that, we're doing good.
How did your daughter, your 10-year-old, react to the idea of this big storm coming towards you?
Well, it's funny. She was a little bit nervous, so she was asking a lot of really good storm-related and hurricane-related questions, just trying to figure out what was going on. She was our news monitor as we were preparing, so she was monitoring the radio and the television and giving us updates as the situation changed, and I did a really good job of it. But as the storm came, she told me, or I asked her how she was feeling, and she said, well, I'm nervous, but, you know, I'm a little bit excited to see what actually happens. Well, what actually happened was that after all of the preparation and all of the stress and anxiety of waiting on this storm, by the time it actually hit us, we were in our safe room at the house about 4:30 in the morning. Well, funny thing for I is, I've always told her that she could sleep through a hurricane, and that's exactly what she did. She fell sound asleep and slept through the worst of it, and so none the worse for wear. She handled it very well.
Now, when you think about the advantages that you have a generator. Some people don't have those, and so how did that affect how people responded to you? Were you seen as someone who had a little bit of extra protection, and did they ask for any help?
Well, they heard the generator going once we would set it up on a Sunday morning, and folks did. We took in some extra food from folks from their freezers that they were worried about it perishing in case the power was out for a longer period of time. And we charged up cell phones, so we were able to provide that service to our neighbors. So we were just I don't want to say we were a little bit more prepared, but you know, I kind of hold that mantra to be prepared for the worst, and so. I do keep a generator. We prepared with food and water, and we were gassed up as far as the cars were concerned, had extra fuel, and were basically ready. So that's how we handled that part. And, again, once the folks heard the generator humming, we became a cell phone charging station and a temporary storage space for food.
You're really only 50 miles from Galveston, which was devastated. What are you hearing from your position in Texas about what went on there?
Well, what we're hearing and what we're seeing is that the devastation is pretty massive. Galveston had the worst natural disaster in American history was in Galveston in 1900, and they had made preparations for another such storm, building a seawall, raising the level of the land, of the island itself, to better prepare for such a storm. But this storm and the surge that accompanied it was so massive that from the pictures we've seen and the stories we've heard on the news, it's pretty widespread destruction down there. If you look at some of the photos, all you see is just litter from the buildings, and some of the landmarks were destroyed, and I don't think Galveston will be recovering anytime soon.
Well, Daniel, it's really great to talk to you, and we're glad you and your family are safe. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And Houston has weathered the storm relatively well, and we were fortunate to be able in a position to offer assistance to New Orleans and Beaumont, the Golden Triangle area of Texas, during recent storms. So we hope to see some of y'all coming down and helping out this city as we make our recovery down here.
And that's great advice. Daniel Perry, regular contributor to our Bloggers Roundtable. You can find his blog at therealready.blogspot.com. And he lives with his family in Houston, Texas. They had bunkered down to face Hurricane Ike.